This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Joining me now to discuss jobs and other news for the weekly wrap are Catherine Rampell of The New York Times and Sudeep Reddy of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Sarah.
So, Catherine, let's start with you. I know you've written a lot recently about the labor market and some of these discouraged workers. When you hear people like Ross Anderson, that gentleman in Chrissy's piece, do you think he's typical?
Certainly there's a lot of discouragement out there,
yeah.
But many workers don't really have the luxury of just giving up because they don't have any other source of income. So, I mean, there are a lot of people who certainly get discouraged, who feel like their prospects are nil or close to it, but they have to keep pounding the pavement because their unemployment checks ran out. You know, they don't have any other source of income.
Yeah. And you mentioned in your writing this week, companies really are not making it easy for people who are looking. You talked a little bit about this hiring paralysis, companies afraid to make a hire. And I think you talked to one guy who'd been called back numerous times for job interviews.
That's absolutely true. You're seeing job openings staying open longer than they used to. And one explanation for that, and there are many, is that employers are just terrified of making a mistake. They have an opening. They know they need to fill it, whether it's because of attrition or there's a new position with new demand coming in. But they're still really tentative about whether their business is going to hold up, whether they're going to have the demand going forward. And if they're going to take the plunge and make a hire, they really want to make sure it's that perfect person, what HR people are starting to call the purple squirrel of a job candidate. So they're making job applicants go through lots of hoops.
Yeah. So, Sudeep, go to today's jobs report. Only 88,000 jobs created last month. Can we blame this on the sequester, or is that too easy?
It would be too easy to blame it right now on the sequester. In a few months, you won't have much difficulty doing that.
Right.
It's really a bit of a mystery here how we can have so many months of relatively strong job growth and then just suddenly snap back. And it partly seems like a cruel joke to see this year after year after year in the labor market. But there's something fundamental going on now that is certainly affecting us. We saw in early January, payroll taxes rise. And it's been a bit of a conundrum why we haven't seen that hitting the economy more quickly. So to get to the end of March and early April, and perhaps seeing it in a jobs report, because we saw the retail sector shed 24,000 jobs over the course of the month, that may be the first sign that consumers are holding back on their spending, and retailers, of course, are going to have to cut jobs as well due to that effect.
Yeah. Catherine, what was your big takeaway from today's report?
I think it's that the numbers were very disappointing, but we always need to keep in mind the fact that it's 1 month.
Yeah.
These numbers get revised a lot. You know, I remember there was a month, I think it was last summer, when it looked like we had zero job growth, and that got revised way up to over 100,000 jobs. So, you know, you just have to keep your fingers crossed and hope that when the Labor Department takes a second crack at it, that maybe the numbers will look better. I mean, that's not the most hopeful way of looking at scientific way of looking at the economic data, but yeah. You just have to hope that it's a blip.
Real quick, Sudeep, the president is apparently going to offer cuts to Social Security and other entitlement programs in his budget proposal due out next week. What do you think the chances are that those cuts are going to happen?
They will happen eventually. They're probably not going to happen this year. We've seen the president and Congress go through this same dance over and over the last few months. These kinds of issues have been on the table. They've been as part of deals before, and either people in Congress didn't bite, or just because of raw politics, whatever the president was offering just wasn't going to be good enough anyway. And so this is certainly going to advance the debate a little bit more and raise the political pressure on Congress to achieve something. But it really doesn't look like in this environment Congress is going to step up in a way that in any different way than it has before.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go. Sudeep Reddy of The Wall Street Journal and Catherine Rampell of The New York Times. Thanks a lot, guys, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.